Cheese, please, yes, cheese, please, you're so fine. You wanna listen all the time. Snarf-Dude and Daffodil will spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf-Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf-Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome again, listener. It's another edition on Cheese Fleas. On Cheese Fleas with Cheese Fleas. And guess what we're doing?
We're on the road again.
Yay! We're so excited. I'm on the road again. I'm so excited. All the summer stuff and the ice cream and driving around to the beach and
farmers markets.
Yeah, and insects.
Odd jobs.
Mosquitoes.
Dumpster diving.
Slightly intoxicated people blogging me at the campground.
There are good things and bad things.
Yeah, oh, I try to remember that. That wasn't easy that year that I tried to start a fire without a lighter.
You're not built for outdoors.
No, I'm not. That's why I don't like it. But I like to be out of the bunker, so that's good.
Yes, they have to fumigate.
Yeah. Anyway, on the show this week, speaking of outsides and the rural community, we take a look on the cutting room floor at the movie that you probably forgot about, but we plan to remind you of, Barnyard. And Daffodil will have some stuff about it.
Not a lot, but stuff.
Hey, the guy that used to promote the truck was in it. He's going to be singing on our show. Well, not the truck, a truck. Yes, you used to hear him on the commercials for a truck. And he talked in this deep voice, yeah, buy a truck, buy one now, tomorrow, today, whatever. Yes, he'll be on the show. On top of that, we're going to visit the Dukes of Hazzard. Well, one guy, anyway, is on the Celebrity Slip-Up, remaking a 50s classic in his own kind of goofy way.
But starting off,
we have heavy metal music, Daffodil. But, yeah, the music's heavy metal, but the song doesn't sound heavy metal. They're lullaby.
These are the things that heavy metal fans play for their children when they're babies.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay. Master of Puppets coming up shortly. Michael Armstrong doing that. But we're playing the Metallica classic Enter Sandman, the lullaby version. On?
Cheese, please!
Thank you.
Cheese Please.
And making heavy metal music easy on the ear with Master of Puppets. I believe that was Metallica.
I don't know.
Yeah, Michael Armstrong. And before that, we had, I know that was a Metallica song, Enter Sandman, lullaby style. Making it easy on the ear instead of the air guitar, hard, rock out, dude, version. That's all I get to say. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please.
And it's time for this.
Cheese Please.
Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
And on the cutting room floor this week, it's been a while since we have a cutting room floor on the show, and we're taking a look at the movie Barnyard, and you have some information about it.
Well, it was originally going to be called Barnyard, the original Party Animals.
Yeah.
In 2006.
Oh, I forgot. This is a barnyard. I have my cowbell, Daffodil. There.
Yes. Yes, stop.
Well, you need a cow with a cowbell, right?
No.
Okay, fine.
Basically, it's the story of Otis, a carefree cow, who's actually a boy.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Who learns the value of responsibility when he becomes the leader of the farm home community.
Oh, okay.
I do not understand now and didn't understand then why the protector of the farm wasn't a dog.
Oh.
Because usually that's what the protector of the farm is. Why it's a cow, but anyway.
Blame the writers.
I know. Movie didn't do very well.
Oh.
A lot of negative reviews from the critics.
Oh.
Only made about double what it cost to make it.
Oh.
But it did have some fun moments.
It's going to end up on a dollar store list of DVDs you can buy.
I'm pretty sure it's already has.
By now,
But it had a pretty awesome voice cast.
Like?
Kevin James, Courtney Cox, Danny Glover, Wanda Sykes.
A friend. Wow.
Rob Paulsen.
Yes.
And John DiMaggio.
And a little later on, we'll play Sam Elliott.
Maurice LaMarche.
Wow. Well, Maurice has done pretty much every cartoon since the Animaniacs, right?
Yes.
I swear the man works nonstop.
All right, music.
Yes, we're going to play the North Mississippi All-Stars and Hillbilly Holla shortly. But we're starting off with Kevin James himself in the North Mississippi All-Stars. Wow, that's a tongue twister. Down on the farm on...
Cheese, Please.
We'll be right back.
Cheese Please with none other than Hibbit Holla and North Mississippi All-Stars, as we're focusing on our profile of the movie Barnyard. We got one more to play. This guy was in Mission Impossible back in the 70s, known lately to pitch trucks on TV.
And in this movie, he was the leader cow who gets killed by the coyotes early on in the film.
Oh, that's an easy gig. That's all I get to say to that. Sam Elliott singing the Tom Petty classic, I Won't Back Down. On
Cheese Please!
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. Well, I know what's right. I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Cheese Please with Sam Elliott, I Won't Back Down, from the movie Barnyard. Any closing comments, Daffodil?
I remember seeing the movie, but it wasn't very memorable.
I don't know what to say to that. You remember seeing, but oh no, it wasn't very memorable. That makes perfect sense to me.
Well, I mean, there are some kids' movies that really do stick with you forever, like Toy Story.
Sure.
This was not a Toy Story.
Got it. Okay, so what we'll do next time we hit the thrift store, we'll start scoping the DVDs and see if we can find it for $1.99.
It's probably out there.
My name is Snark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and we have so much packed into this week's show.
Like this.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
Sonny Schroyer, I bought the CD for this song particularly. I paid way too much for it.
But we really like this song in general.
Well, yeah, the Playmates did it back in 1958, 59-ish. Sonny Schroyer puts his own spin on it. Beep beep on
Cheese Please.
Going down to Pioneer fishing. I was in my brand new silver Seville Cadillac. Boy, I was proud of that thing. That silver with the gold trim. Boy, it's pretty. Biggest engine I could buy, too. I was just really enjoying life. It was such a pretty day, and I had it on cruise control. Little old Volkswagen was behind me. Don't know where it came from, but he must have wanted to pass me. Kept tooting his horn. Remind me of a ding-dang net. Kind of aggravating, kind of embarrassed me. But I'd show him a thing or two. Tooting his horn at me in my brand new Cadillac. He kept on tooting that little horn. You should have heard it. It was puny.
His horn went.
It went beep, beep, beep. Plum beautiful sound. I thought I'd just ease away from that old boy. So I just pushed my foot down to the floor. Yeah. I couldn't wait. But he stayed right behind me. I think he still had on his brake. Well, I don't know what he had over his hood. Inside his trunk. He kept on tooting that horn at me. I'll show him a thing or two.
Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Volkswagen was right behind, I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For a bug to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. For the guy must warn that passed me up as kept going through his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The bug pulled up beside of me as if we're going slow. The fellow rolled out his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey, buddy, how can I get this car?
To do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this.
Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Honda Accord? Mercedes insurance I cannot afford. If I drove a Porsche, I'd still be ignored. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Honda Accord? Oh Lord, won't you buy me some silicone implants? The breasts that you gave me don't shake when I dance. Them doctors make mountains of hills made for ants. Oh Lord, won't you buy me some silicone implants? Oh Lord, won't you find me a good-looking male? My boyfriend is lazy and big as a whale. Spends all of my money when he's not in jail. Oh, Lord, won't you find me a good-looking male? Everybody, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Honda Accord? Mercedes insurance I cannot afford. My car's held together with a big bungee cord. So, Lord, won't you buy me a Honda Accord? That's it.
Geez, please, with not Janis Joplin and... actually, Bob Revers and Twisted Radio and Honda Accord.
I could have swore she was singing about the van.
Yeah, really? But actually, the song was called Mercedes-Benz, as done by Janis Joplin. And it seems a little more appropriate, you know, Honda Accord. That makes sense.
Yes, makes much more sense.
In our two-song auto set, you might say. Before that, we have the Celebrity Slip-Up and Sonny Schroyer. I always want to do that when I talk about the Dukes of Hazzard. I'm sorry.
True.
And Beep Beep on the show this week. And my name is Starfruit.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have reached the end of yet another edition of Cheese Please, your tornado on the radio.
I tell you, it's kind of crazy, and I'm still so relaxed. I'm out of the bunker. I'm here in the van, and it so feels so good. And
except now you have to try and lose a finger.
What? Oh, yeah. It's been so long, I completely forgot about that. I'd rather
just be careful.
I rather have the tube. It's so much easier to deal with.
And yes, and your fingers all stay attached to your hands.
Yeah, I know. But okay, let's give it a try. I did hit it with some of that lubricant, so let's hope it works. Here we go. Oh, opening the door. Yay.
Watch out for that sharp snap at the end.
Oh, it's a little nasty, but I got my fingies out before that. We're ending off the show this week with Tally Hall and something called Mucka Blucka. That sounds almost obscene.
Doesn't it, Joss?
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.